another episode of CMU Athletics Connection. Today I have two guests joining me to talk about our 2025 Marcy Weston CMU Athletics Hall of Fame inductees. First, we have 1977 baseball team going in, and their head coach Dave Kylitz is here. And second, we have former Chippewa soccer standout from 2006 to 2009, Stephanie Martin, is headed into the Hall of Fame. She is with us as well. Thanks to both of you for being here today.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it, Amy. Thanks for the invite.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Well, it's always great to be around CMU legends. And Dave has been the baseball player here, AD. I don't think there's a position he hasn't led and done with grace and class and just, you know, elevated where CMU stands. So, Dave, tell us, with all the things you've done here, how special is that 1977 team?
It's really special. First, it was our first championship of many that we've had here in baseball. We came in the league into 73, and in 77, then we finally put it all together and won that championship. To give you an idea on how special it is to the players and their families, I talked to Ashley Hill today, and we have 103 baseball representatives and family that'll be here tomorrow night.
Well, that's a testament to you and this place, but they're special to us too. So we're super honored to have them come back and celebrate them and put them in the Hall of Fame where they belong. And we're excited to do that with you leading the way, Dave. Stephanie, you are now an CMU Athletics Hall of Famer. So how does it feel to be a Hall of Famer now at Central Michigan University?
It's a huge honor. You know, it's hard to put into words because soccer is a team sport. I mean, there's 11 of us on the field, and then we probably had over 20 girls on the roster. So it's an incredible honor for me to go in, but I have to thank my teammates and all my coaches, because without them, I would not have the accomplishments that I have.
Well, we have currently 244 inductees and six teams. This will make 249 and seven teams. And so that is less than 1%. This is in the 1% club, to put that in some numbers. Everybody talks about how special it is and the honors, and, you know, they have these everywhere. But I think sometimes those context of those numbers really hit home to, like, just how elite this group is. Dave, this was the first title of baseball program history. How did the 1977 team win it?
Well, we had an outstanding group of young men. One is we had outstanding talent. We had a great starting pitching staff. We played great defense. And if you got pitching and defense, that means you're always going to be in the ball game. We hit the ball extremely well, high average and with power. And we could run the bases extremely well. So we had that. There's no doubt we had the talent, but the most talented teams don't always win the conference. And so there's much more that goes into it. We were very mentally strong. We had a bunch of players on the team that refused to lose. We had great leadership, and we had a special bond. We had great, great teammates that really played for each other. They always did the right thing. They were there for you at all times. And I think that might have been the biggest difference. It was a real band of brothers, I would like to say. And that bond is really prevalent still today. We have 10-year reunions of our championship teams. And whenever we have a reunion, basically everybody comes back. And it's the same thing for this Hall of Fame. Basically, the whole team is back. Their families are coming. It's a special night for them. This, we were informed maybe 3-4 months ago that this is going to happen, and our guys have been talking about this ever since. Can't say how many phone calls we've gotten and text messages and emails about this and how excited they are. I've got texts from almost everybody today. They're coming in tonight, tomorrow morning, and they're coming in from all over the country. New Mexico, Arizona, Texas, Florida, Wisconsin. It's going to be a wonderful weekend.
Yeah, that team had 11 players that went on to play professionally. So quite a special group. And we're glad this place still holds a special place in their heart too, because we are super excited to have them back and welcome them home. And Stephanie, you are a four-time All-MAC selection, and you had a lot of career highlights. But what was one of your favorite memories at CMU?
Oh, man. I think one of my favorite memories probably has nothing to do with me. There's so many that happened off of the field, but I would say on the field, my favorite memory is probably our MAC tournament final against Miami of Ohio. One of my best friends, who's actually the maid of honor at my wedding, scored an insane volley to put us up 1-0. And then my club goalie, who became my college goalie, who's also already in the Hall of Fame, Shay Menino, made an incredible save off of a PK with 5 minutes left in the game, which clinched the university its first ever MAC tournament title. And like that game probably for me is my favorite memory, because it kind of brought together 4 years of insane amount of work. I mean, there's just countless hours you put in as a student athlete, both to the game and to school. And I think that that for me was like the peak of all memories.
That's pretty cool how you have the personal and the playing and that all intertwines. Was there a memory that wasn't on the field that you want to share?
This takes me back, because there was a time where my senior year when we were on the bus driving, I don't even remember what game we were driving to, and we insisted on watching the Miley Cyrus movie, which, like, looking back is just, I'm sure our coaches were thrilled. And the team in like unison, all of us started singing the end of the song at the end of the movie called The Climb by Miley Cyrus. And it is like, to this day, I feel like every girl from that team would remember that moment where we all just sang it, and the coach turned the movie off and we finished the song. And it was kind of like the song kind of described what we went through to get to the point we got to at the end of the season. So that's probably another, like, one of my favorite off the field memories as a team.
Do you have a favorite professor or somebody from the academic side that you have a memory about?
There was a professor, and I want to say his name's Mr. V, but I can't even remember. He was in the health professions building, and he taught anatomy and like EKG stuff. And he was one of my favorite professors, because I was always into medical stuff. So I always enjoy going to his classes, but I'm sure he's long retired by now.
Well, that's great. His inspiration. You're a nurse now and you give back here in the state of Michigan. So it's good to come full circle and have our CMU Chippewas out there giving back and leading in the state of Michigan. Dave, speaking about leaders, you are this team set program records for the all-time wins at 44 and MAC wins at 14. As a head coach, what was your favorite part about being the CMU head baseball coach during this time?
Well, it always goes back to the players. And as I mentioned earlier, we had a great group that really cared for each other. And their goal was to win this championship. The favorite weekend, probably, we started off kind of slow. We were 9-6 on the Southern trip. But we also played Texas, who was rated number one in the country. We played Baylor, who is number 9 in the country, and we played Texas Christian, that was rated in the top 20. We won two of those 6 games that we had, but we got off to a slow start, and then we were 3-3 in conference play. But then we got going. We won 38 of our last 44 games. And we won 11 of our last 12 conference games. And the highlight of the year was the last weekend against Miami. They had a half a game lead on us, so we had to win both games. And then we had to beat Ball State at least one game the next day. And we beat Miami 7-2 and 2-0. And then we won the next day against Ball State, won that game and won the conference championship. So it really came down to the last weekend, but the whole season was a pleasure, especially when we got on a roll of winning 38 of the last 44 games. It seemed like we just felt like we'd never lose again. We were in such a roll, good roll.
Well, Hall of Famers, lots of wins, and both being Miami. You guys have a lot in common here on the call. I like that, taking it to Miami. But Stephanie, you are the second in program history still with 26 goals, 17 assists, and 69 career points. What was it about CMU that made you pick CMU to come here?
Well, it was a couple things. One, my mom was sick at the time, and I knew that I wanted to stay in state so that she would be able to come to games and my family would be able to come to games. And then I went on a bunch of official visits. And when I came to Central, there were a couple seniors that I got to stay with and that kept in communication with me. And because of the way they brought me in and I got to be around the team and meet the team, I just felt like of all the schools, this was the fit for me. Like, I felt like I was already part of the team on the visit. And then I loved how close the campus is, how you can get to everything so easily that you didn't need a car. You weren't going to have to drive across, you know, the town to get to a class. So I loved how everything felt like close knit, but also that you're at a big university.
I love when I've done these consistently and we hear about community and how special the place was and how it's a, you know, big Division I institution with the small family town feel. And it's really hard to find that a lot of places. So I consistently hear this on these Hall of Fame calls, and it's great because people have gone out and done incredible things beyond, you know, CMU and continued to excel. I said, this is the 1% club. So, I mean, sometimes that's just hard to soak in, like how profound of an impact that is. But I love that that theme consistently comes through. So thanks for sharing that, Stephanie. Dave, you've done so much for CMU baseball program. Why?
Well, I came here in 1960 as a freshman out of Midland High School. Bill Tennyson recruited me. I came here, had an opportunity to play. I played for Coach Tennyson, and then my junior and senior year played for Coach Sauter, both tremendous mentors for me. And then I was offered the JV position. I was a graduate assistant, and then I was offered the JV position. That's back when we had JV teams. And that's the start of my coaching career. And then when Coach Waldo Sauter became the director of graduate studies for physical education, I was named the head coach. And then I was the head coach for 14 years and then the athletic director for 10 years. My last 20 years of my professional career, I was executive director of the American Baseball Coaches Association. But I wouldn't have taken that job if they hadn't offered me or they offered the opportunity to move the headquarters here so I could stay here. And it's a great community. It's a tremendous university that gave me every opportunity. And so whenever I can help out in any way, I'm going to do it. And the same with my wife, Sue. It's been a tremendous home for us for 65 years and will continue to be so. So I can never pay back as much as this university has given to me.
Well, I don't know, Dave. Every day I try to live up to the expectations he set, or just the standard he set, not expectations. Stephanie's expectations might be higher. And, you know, I know I'm not that good, but incredible. And, you know, I could tell he was a great recruiter. You can always tell when coaches outkick their coverage, and his wife is even better. When you think it can't get better than Dave, then you just get to meet Sue. But Stephanie, you were talking, as Dave has talked about, all the people that have helped you, and you talked about teammates. What are some of the people that have been key in all your accomplishments and success that you've had here at CMU?
Well, of course, my family. I mean, my parents, my grandparents, my brothers, they're a huge reason why I started playing soccer. They carted me all over the country to Europe to play, and they're the reason I play college soccer. But once I got to CMU, I mean, specific people that had huge, Annie Deckard, my freshman year, was incredible. She was our goalie and helped me so much. Same with Laura Roberts. And then really, I mean, all 4 years, I have girls in my class, my roommate, Amanda, my it's really hard to put into words how much all of them mean to me, because they became family. I mean, all these girls, each year you meet a new group and they come from different backgrounds, different states, different countries, and they just reshape who you are as a person. And then also CMU has given, just helped the team be surrounded by such positive people. I mean, we had incredible academic advisors, our weightlifting coaches, our medical trainers, our coaches in general, you know, our graduate assistants. We had volunteers that would come help us at practice, who would travel with us to our games. And I mean, as Dave knows, because he's a coach, I would say Tom and Agnes, who was my coach for three of my 4 years, had the biggest impact on myself and probably on our team. I know I'm speaking on behalf of everyone, but I felt like he really turned our program around and made us mentally and physically stronger as a group. And because of him, I just feel like I became a better student in the classroom, a better teammate, a better player, a better person in general. And I still use the things that he taught us in my daily life now. He was just a really incredible mentor and leader for our team.
Well, you're a Hall of Famer. That's what we have you on here. You can speak on behalf of the team. That's
you know, they're going to be like, what?
And it's great to hear that your student athlete experience was so profound. Like, that's what we hope for everybody, that successful in life. And, but a lot of times it's both ways, right? Like, you took the lessons that were given, you made the best of it, and you continue to do that. And you've kind of always done that. So we're glad that you're coming back to celebrate and then honor all those people that you said have been part of the journey and share this special honor with them. So Dave, this team finished among the top 10 in the nation with a 0.964 field percentage and 136 stolen bases. Why has CMU baseball continued to have so much success over the years with what the team started?
Well, first of all, we've had great support from the university. There's never been a year from the time I came here as a freshman that I felt that we weren't totally supported by our athletic department and the total university. When I went to our administration to build a stadium when we were back on Preston Street, they were totally cooperative. I told them I didn't know if I could raise all the money for it, but I'll sure try. And our alumni and many others pitched in, and we built a beautiful stadium down there where our medical professions building is now. And then we built another stadium here at our present location, which is one of the finest in the country. Certainly one of the top two or three in the Midwest amongst the Big Ten and the Mid-American Conference. So we've had tremendous support all along the way. And then we've had great people. We've had great coaches. We've recruited outstanding players. And when you have that combination, you're going to have good programs. And from 1970 to the present, Central's had the best win-loss record of all the Division I schools in the Mideast region, which is the Big Ten, the Mid-American, and a few independents. So we've had great success, but we've had great people, great players, and great cooperation to build the program that we have.
Well, you've been a common thread through all that, Dave. So we do appreciate all that you've done and that you have chosen to give back to CMU baseball. And on a national level, you even got recruited and they moved it here. So you continue to help the sport and our university, and we're forever grateful. Stephanie, you led CMU to their first MAC regular season and tourney titles and NCAA tourney in 2009. What advice would you give to our current student athletes and team from having that experience in the hindsight and being a Hall of Famer?
Oh, wow. You know, I guess it's kind of hard to say, because I would tell them that the 4 years goes by so fast and you're going to get what you put into it. And for me personally, what worked and the advice that I give like kids that I would coach is set yourself goals. So set personal goals and team goals at the beginning of every year and try to learn how to filter out outside distractions that don't lead you to those goals, so that you can be focused on what you want to do in the classroom and what you want to do on the field to be successful. And then the biggest thing, especially from like a woman's point of view, is when you are you're already there, you're already a Division I athlete. So make sure that you come with the confidence that you can achieve the goals that you've set out, because that's a huge part of our game, is just having confidence in the mental mindset that you deserve to be out there.
Well, I love that. You know, I'm impartial to soccer girls sometimes, but I love my baseball guys too. Dave, you know, everywhere I've been, we've had great teams, and CMU is part of the reason I brought you here. There's success across the board. Anything we have not covered that you two want to share?
Well, I'll just mention that this is a great honor for our 77 team. I want to thank the committee and the athletic department for this wonderful honor of this team, which I believe is most deserving. We appreciate all the support that baseball and all of our athletic teams have received here at Central. And I want to thank you, Amy, for the outstanding job that you've done with your leadership for our department.
That was very well said. I was going to say the same thing, though. Just thank you guys for having us on here for everything, really. I mean, CMU helped give me the life that I have now. Even my husband went to Central, not at the same time as me, but I feel like I owe everything that I have right now to the university. So it's an incredible honor. And I'm very excited to get back on campus and see the soccer stadium. I've actually never seen it before. I'm excited to see the team and hear stories from the baseball team. I think that's amazing. My 2009 team, we talk about it amongst each other, that one day we hope we can get inducted as a team, because it's an incredible personal achievement. But to do it with your teammates and coaches, I feel like that's awesome, because you guys went through it together. It's just so cool. But I'm just incredibly honored.
Well, we are grateful to have you both back for all you've done, and we're extremely excited to celebrate and have an incredible weekend. And we can't thank you enough for what you've done and continue to do and how you represent us. And it's just going to be a really special night and weekend to spend together. So I appreciate you stopping by. Again, we can't put into words how much that we appreciate what you've done and the impact that continues to have. But we will keep thanking you, and we will continue to do this tomorrow night. So congratulations again to both of you, to our 6 new Hall of Fame inductees in total, and we will talk to you next time and fire up chips.